You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We started the last paragraph on Tough Pei Bays. Let's read through it again and continue from there. Hashara Melech Sham. That's Hilchos Shvi'is Aser in the Rambam Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. Dira Maschil Vada Dimah Sugya. Hikshel L'Shidas HaRambam. To review, major machlokes we've shown him are the Inuyim, besides Achila and Shtia, Midrash and Midrabanan. Everyone agrees that the Inuyim of Achila and Shtia are Midoraisa. Based on the Lima of Havatias and Nevesh Hazer, at the Inui that we're referring to, the Iker Inui that we're referring to in Achremos, Ta'anu is Nafsho Sechem, is Inui Sheyeshbo Ibud Nefesh. So what is that? Ze Achila. And the Gemara continues and says, the Iker Inui is learned out from the Man, Vayancha Vayariveka, that in the Midbar it was considered that Klal Yisrael through food had an inui, was afflicted. And the major concept of inui, the word inui in essence, in general probably, but specifically here, means refraining from achila and shtia. We spoke about how do you learn shtia. Is shtia also because ibud nefesh is shtia? Was it because, like the Gemara and I involved later, says shtia b'chlal achila? The nafkamina for that shtir b'chal achila is the Gemara in Shavuos, which says that if someone takes a shvua shlo le'echol, it's also a shvua shlo lishtois. Because shtir is b'chal achila. As we mentioned, we learned that out from Maaser Sheni. Because by Maaser Sheni, it says v'achalta sham, you should eat the money of the Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, and it says you should eat yayin v'sheichar. So since the words achila go on yayin v'sheichar, we learn, the Gemara says that shtir is b'chal achila. So nevertheless, the word inui, the ikur inui marachil and shtia, and as the Gemara on Ayin Dalar Manav says, the only onesh of kares is on achila and shtia. So the question is, what about the other inuyim, rechitza, sikha, nilus, hasandal, etc.? So it seems that the Ran and the Minchas Chinuch understand that the Rambam shita is, they are midoraisa. And we'll see that in the Rambam. Now on that shita, the Shara Melech has a question. Hikshel Shitas HaRambam Udi'ime Dechol Ainuyim Asurim Min HaTorah Be'Isser Aseh. Now this is an interesting question. Isser Aseh, we discussed, what is this Aseh of Inui? The Aseh of Inui, is it an Aseh like Shofar and Lulav, meaning you must do it, you must refrain, but if you don't, it's just a bitul mitzvah Aseh? Is there a Maisa Avera by being Roichetz? When someone is Roichetz, is that a Maisa Avera? We said the Machlokas might be, is there an Isser of Lo Sachilem by the Inuyim of Yom Kippur, i.e. bathing your child? Look at the Mikroi Kodesh Simin Mem Dalad in Yom Noroim, where there's a long discussion about the Heter to actually go ahead and feed your children by Adayim and Yom Kippur. What is the Mokah for it? Isn't it the Isser of Lo Sachilem? Now the Chiddush of Ran here is that there'd be an Isser of Lo Sachilem not only on feeding a child food on Yom Kippur, but even doing Rechitza. Giving a child a bath, according to the Ran, would be an Isser of Lo Sachilem. And he says that if there's an Isser Doraisa, like the Rambam says, how could the Gemara later, what daf is that? I think Ayin Chesem and Beis, say that V'tinokos Mutorim B'kulam, the Ran says, how could say Tinokos a Mutor, even for the parents, to go ahead and to bathe them and to feed them? If there's an Isser Doraisa, it should be an Isser Lo Sachilem. So a few things we said from that Ran. First of all, we see that the Ran has an Isser Lo Sachilem even on an Aseh, i.e. the Aseh of Inuyim, because Rechitza would be only an Aseh. So it's very interesting that there's a concept of Lo Sachilem on Aseh. We said this, and I looked this up, it's a Mishnah Berurah, Simen Tov Resh Mem, that says there is an Isser of Lo Sachilem to give a child food outside the sukkah on Sukkot. Which is, again, interesting, because is eating outside the sukkah an Isser Aseh, or just a bitul mitzvah Aseh? Either way, the Mishnah Berurah is machadish that you have Lo Sachilem and Aseh, which has a mucker in the Ran, that there's a Lo Sachilem on the Aseh of the Inuyim. So the Rambam Shita is that the Inuyim are Doraisa. And the Ran says if it's Doraisa, how could I go ahead and say Tinokos Mutorim Bekulam? It's an Isser Lo Sachilim. So the Ran seems to go according to Shittas Harash Ben Yevamos Kuf Yedalad. There's no law of Sachilim and Yisuri Derabonon. The Ran seems to understand that if the Inuyim amid the Rabbonon, I wouldn't have a problem with Lo Sachilim, which is a major machlokas. Is there a Lo Sachilim on Yisuri Derabonon? Rash Ben Adri Shonim and Yevamos Kuf Yedalad. So the Shara Melch now asks, Hekshav the Shittas Harambam, Udi Eme, the Chola Inuyim Asurim Min HaTorah, the Isser Aseh. So first of all, we see the Shara Melch understands that if there is an mitzvah aseh of the Inuyim, it's not just a bitul mitzvah aseh, but it's Isser Aseh. But below Onesh Ashara, it's without either an Onesh. There, what is the Onesh if you're Mevatel and Inui? There is no Onesh. A matter of fact, that's what the Gemara says in Ayin Dalman Aleph. It says, Yom HaKippurim Aser Bachila Shtiya Sich Nil Sasanda. The Gemara says, what do you mean Aser? Enersh Kores. You should use the word, Yom HaKippurim Chayet, or Yom HaKippurim Onesh Kores Bachila Shtiya. Why does it use the word Aser? So answer number one in the Gemara is the Chatzis Shir. It uses Aser even though you have not violated the Shir, that is an Onesh. Answer number two, the Gemara Ayin Dalman Aleph says, Asharakai, that the word Aser is going on the other Inuyim, meaning Achil and Shtiyah have an Onesh Kares, but the word Aser is on the other Inuyim, meaning the other Inuyim are Aser, but they do not have an Onesh with them. Which is interesting, because L'chayra, the Lashon Aser seems to indicate it's not just a Bitl Aseh, the Lashon Aser seems to indicate it's an Isser Aseh. Maybe, perhaps. Although it's very interesting because the Rambam Hilchos Sukkah Perek Vav says V'asur l'echol chutz min ha-sukkah. So when the Rambam says asur l'echol chutz min ha-sukkah, does he mean it in that it's an Isser Aseh to eat outside of a sukkah? Or does he mean because of the bitul mitzvahs Aseh it's asur to eat outside the sukkah? So it's unclear whether the word Aseh is a giveaway, meaning for sure it's an Isser Aseh, or is it another way to verbalize or to express a bitul mitzvahs Aseh? Anyway, the Sharamel says there's an Isser Aseh below Onesh Azhara. But as the Gemara says, there's no Onesh and there's no Azhara for the other Inuyim. Mahad Mavur, his problem is from the Gemara in Sukkah Chof Chesam and Alf. Ha'ezrach. The Gemara there is going on a Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying that women are paturim from Sukkah. Except for Shammai, who is Machmir, that even his granddaughter should be sitting under a Sukkah in her crib. Says they made an opening in the ceiling, made a little sukkah over the crib of the katana. Which is very interesting because it seems that that's based on a mitzvah schinuch on the katana. Is there a mitzvah schinuch on a real katana? It's a very interesting concept. That Shammai felt that even a katana, thank you, she herself should have a mitzvah schinuch in sukkah. But anyway, the Gemara there says, how do I know women are chayavos in sukkah? So Gemara says, I learned out from ha'ezrach. So Tosfos and Chof Chesam Beis points out that the Gemara used the word ha'ezrach, so to speak, the citizen, which is used both by sukkis and by Yom Kippur. In one case it's a miyut, and in another case it's a ribui. So Tosfos and Chof Chesam Beis says, how can you do that? And he discusses this issue of ha'ezrach being both a miyut and a ribui. But Gemara on Chof Chesam Beis says Ha'ezrach by Sukkis is a miyut. To be memayet noshim for mitzvah sukkah. What's the Havamina? So the Gemara says the Havamina is Hekesh Tesvav Tesvav. The Gemara in Erchin says there's another Havamina. The Gemara in Erchin says the Havamina would be that Teshvu Ke'ein Taduru. Just like normally a wife sleeps with her husband, so too a wife should sleep with her husband on Sukkis. Look at the Torah Tamima on the Psukim of Sukkis and Parshas Emor, and he has a whole little paragraph Torah Tamima, who is Mechadesh, that according to the way you read the Gemara in Erchin, women are still chayev to sleep in the Sukkah with their husband, even though they be'etzem, meaning the Torah Tamima says, interesting Kiddush, the miyut of Ha'ezrach by Sukkis is only for a grusha or almana or penuya, but a married woman would still have a chiyuv to go ahead and to sleep in the sukkah with her husband, based on that concept of Teshuva Kain Tadura. So Chiddush HaTorah Tamima.
Is he like an accessory, like in a marriage?
Yeah, it would be a similar idea, like a Messiah. Like the Ran says at the beginning of the second paragraph of Kedushin, which says, Mitzvah, Ha'ish Mekadosh Bo B'Shlucho, Because the Gemara says mitzvah bo or mitzvah bo yoser mishlucha. So the question is, what's the mitzvah of a woman by kedushin? So the Ran says it's based on misayeya, that a man cannot do pruravu without a woman. Therefore, she has a chiyuv misayeya. So similarly, Torah Tumimah says there's a chiyuv on a woman as like a misayeya, based on teshuv ke'in taduru. Because the man's chiyuv would not be complete unless the woman sits in the sukkah. But for sure, a woman who's not married, the Gemara says, ha'ezrach is mamayit, a woman from the chiyuv sukkah. Then the Gemara says, by Yom Kippur, it also says ha'ezrach. But there it says ha'ezrach to be marbe, a woman, into mitzvahs toisefes Yom Kippurim. Now we know at least for sure women are chayavos in the mitzvah of achila v'shtia. Why? Because there's a famous statement, Amar Rav Yehuda, I forget Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, or is it brought down here? No, it's Midr Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, yeah. Nafki ish v'isha. It says that there's a hekesh of ish v'isha v'chol anshin shibatayra. Whenever there's an onesh or azhara, kol nefesh asher lo se'una be'etzim hayom hazeh v'nichrusa, that would go on a woman also. Because anytime there's an onesh in the Torah, a woman would be included. So if that's the case, ha'ezrach comes to include women for the inuyim of Yom Kippurim for sure. And besides that, the mitzvah toisefes, which is taking those inuyim like achil and shtia, and adding a bit to the beginning and the end of Yom Kippur, how do I know women are mechuyavos in that mitzvah? So the Gemara says, ha'ezrach, l'rabos nashim, l'mitzvahs toisefes, Yom Kippurim.
According, not like the Rambam, but the Rishonim that hold that Tosfos Shabbos is Midoraisa, where do we see that there's a ribui that women have that also? Why? We never see that the Gemara feels, according to those Rishonim, the Gemara should feel the need to have a ribui for them, for Tosfos Shabbos.
A ribui for what?
For Tosfos Shabbos, just like we have to have Tosfos Yom Kippur.
What's interesting, because how do we know it's Tosfos Shabbos? In the Gemara on Pei Aleph Amid Beis, in Yuma, that says, Tishbisu Shabbatchem. The word Shabbatchem comes to not only include, it says Me'erev ad Erev Tishbisu Shabbatchem. What's Me'erev ad Erev, right? And also it says, well, what's the Lashon? That Yom Kippur starts be Yom Tishii. What's the Pasuk? You have it there? You have Pei Aleph and Beis? Pei Aleph and Beis. If you look at Pei Aleph and Beis, that's the Limud. Pei Aleph Amud Beis. The very top. You see that? There's a limud for Ol Tosefes. You have it over there?
Yeah.
Go ahead. There are a lot of brackets over there. See all the brackets? Right. By Yom Kippur. Continue. Go ahead.
Go ahead,
continue. Now brackets, right?
Now we got brackets.
Right, but read the brackets.
Yom Tovim Menayin, Talmud Loimer, Tish Besu. Lashon Rabbim.
Okay, continue.
Namely, Ela Yom Tovim Shabbosois Menayin, Talmud Loimer Shabbat Techem.
Right.
Okay, Zad Kol Mokom Shenemar Shavus, Ikan, Masish Masifim Echol Al HaKadosh.
So if you hold Tosefes Shabbos Doraisa, this is the Mokar. Right? So it's almost as if it's an extension from Tosefes Yom Kippurim, right? The Makkah for Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom Kippurim.
You mean once you know Yom Kippur, you know Shabbos?
And that's my assumption. Okay. So the Gemara wants to know, how do I know women are Mechuyavos in Tosefes Yom Kippurim? By the way, it's an interesting question. Are women Mechuyavos in Tosefes Shabbos? It's an interesting question. I don't know. We'll get into that.
Well, you just said it's an extension from Yom Kippur.
I don't know. You asked, why doesn't where does the Gemara have a limud right that women are mechuyavos in Tosefes Shabbos? That's what you asked.
So you answered.
But no, but you're assuming women are mechuyavos in Tosefes Shabbos. So we'll see that there's a Farish Gemara that seems to say women are mechuyavos in Tosefes Yom Kippurim. We'll talk about that in a minute. But anyway, the Gemara says, and what do I need ha'ezrach by Yom Kippur? So let's read inside. in the Minchas Chinuch. Hukash ishlish lechwan shabatayra. V'teretz lo nitzrucha ela latoysefes inui. I need ha'ezrach by Yom Kippur. Teach me that women are mechayavos and toysefes inui. Sagadai zecham mina hoel umiyut hakasav latoysefes inui. Me onesh umeazhara lo nischayvu klal. I might think since there's no onesh azhara, there's no reason that women should be mechayavos and inui Yom Kippurim. Kemashlon me ha'ezrach. The Gemara says, our Ezrach teaches me women are mechuyeves in Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. Which is interesting. What are they mechuyeves in? They're at least mechuyeves in Tosefes Yom HaKippurim vis-a-vis Achila Vishtiyah. Because we know for sure women are mechuyeves in Achila Vishtiyah because Achila Vishtiyah have an onesh with it. So it's just like they're mechuyeves in Achila Vishtiyah that has an onesh. They're also mechuyeves based on Ezrach and Tosefes Inui. V'hikshe, Shara Melch has a good question. Amai lo kamar shas deharibu hula arba inuyim. The gam kein lekabahu einesh vazhara. Have me in the notion lo lechayvu. So this is interesting. Shara Melch assumes that women are mechuyavas in all the inuyim of Yom Kippur. So Minchas Chinuch says it's a double parsha. They are. Why? Because if you look at our Mishnah says v'hakala rechetzes es paneha. The kala can wash her face. Implies every other woman cannot. It says, Hachaya no eles as hasandal. Think Divrei Rabbi Elezer. Vechachom Eisrim. So it's mashma women are mechuyavos in the Oli Inuyim. Neilos hasandal and rechitza. How do we know that? So the Shara Melech says, why doesn't the Gemara say, I need ha'ezrach to teach me that women are mechuyavos in all the Inuyim of Yom HaKippurim? Why do I jump to Tosefes? Why don't I use it for the Iker Yom Kippur? Tell me how Ezrach comes to be Marbe, the women in all four Inuyim. All four Inuyim in addition to Achila Vishtiyah. So that's his question. Which begs the question of how do we know women are Mechayavis in the Inuyim? Minchas Chinuch will discuss that. Al Kein Ribsa Torah Ezrach. Ve'efshar Lidchos Kushiyoso. Now the Minchas Chinuch says, I'm going to be Docha. The question of the Shar HaMelech. The Laman Diomer B'Yumer Sham D'Alfinan Inuyim Acherim Mishabasan. The Ikar Limud for the Inuyim is the Gemara Nayan Dalar Meralf, which we learned Shabbos Shabbosan. That's the Chinuch Shita, as we saw, right? The Chinuch on Tov Pei Beis, and at the end of the first paragraph, says, Loshen Sifra, Minayin Sheyom HaKippurim Asur Brechitza Sichus Yosasan Tashmi Shamita, Talmud Loimer Shabbos Shabbosan. Kolomer Kikofel HaShvisa Yora Al Shvisa Me'asokim Eile Ushvisa Mimazon Uguf. The double Lashon of Shabbos Shabbosan teaches us the Inuyim. So the Minchas Chinuch says that concerning women, I couldn't use a Ezrach. Why? Because the Iker Limud of the additional Inuyim is from Shabbos Shabbosan. Dahainu da kosov hosiv od inuyim acherim. Shabbos Shabbosim says, and there are more inuyim. Vechachomim lomdu mikroi de eila hadvarim nikroim inui. Alkein asurim dvarim elu. And how do we know what Shabbos Shabbosim comes to include? Because since it's extending inuyim, we have all these gemaras that say that, as I mentioned last time, the inuyim are learned out from other places in the Torah, where the word inui is used concerning refraining from other things, i.e. Daniel, where he says, Hisanisi, I was ma'ana myself by not eating and lo sachti, and not using oil. Rechitza we saw was by David HaMelech, and we saw also being barefoot was by David HaMelech, and we see by Benos Lavan, right, the Imahos, it says, Im ta'anes benosai, by Tashmish Hamita. So therefore, the Shabbos Shabbosan is the Iker Limud, according at least to one approach. And the other Inuyim are just a Megala on what Shabbos Shabbosan is referring to. Aval Inuyim hamuvarim b'Torah hem davka achila v'shtiyah. But the Iker Lashon Inui, in essence, is going just on achila v'shtiyah. Just Shabbos Shabbosan is a ribui. Aval Inuyim hamuvarim b'Torah hem davka achila v'shtiyah. But really, the word inui in essence is just referring to achila v'shtiyah, like the Gemara says, "Va'avadet yis nefesh hazeh." Ledazu, the Yalef Mishabasan, according to that approach, and I and Dalmud Aleph, that the Iker limits from Shabbason, Velo Mechan Mishe Nuyim Dirsiv Bekra, not from like the Gemara on Ayin Vavim and Aleph says, Hani Chamishi Nuyim Kineged Me. If the limit is not from the word Inui being repeated, but Shabbason, then the word Inui in essence always means just Achila Veshdiya. Ki Hainuyim Dekra. You should know that the Inuyim that are continued to be repeated are not teaching us the extra Inuyim. That's from Shabbos Shabbason. Why are the Inuyim repeated? Because it's just Kafel Hatzivui, Pamayim Rabos. Just to continue to emphasize the Isser many times. K'bavur Habri Pamayim B'Torah. Like the Torah does many times, repeats an Isser. Ukra Zeda Ezrach. Therefore this Pasuk Ezrach, where is it? Huba Parshas Achremais. The pasuk v'ha'yisal lachem, right? I don't know the whole pasuk v'ha'yisal lachem. Ula ezrach, I think. Then it says ta'anu es nafsho sechem. Then it says ha'ezrach. V'lo nizkor b'krozem mila shabbosom. The word ha'ezrach does not occur in the parsha after shabbosom. It occurs in the parsha only following the ikur inui. So therefore ha'ezrach, according to Minchas Chinuch, cannot be referring to the regular other Inuyim. Since it is its juxtaposition, its placement in the Torah is Tanuas Nafsho Sechem Ezrach, it means HaEzrach is going back on the Iker Inui, which is Achila Veshdiya. So therefore, Minchas Chinuch feels there's no way the Gemara could have used HaEzrach to teach me the other Inuyim. Because it's going back on the Iker Inui of Tanuas Nafsho Sechem HaEzrach. V'lo nizkar b'kro mila shabbason. The word Ezrach does not appear yet, does not appear in the Torah subsequent, but rather prior to shabbason. V'achar zeh b'posuk hashlishi. Only in the third posuk siv shabbos shabbason. Im kein b'posuk da Ezrach mayri mi'inui ha'achila v'shtia. Ve'ach yichtov ha'posuk sham ribui ashar ha'inuyim d'nashim chayavos. Kevin d'chsiv ta'anu, kol ha'ezrach. Essentially, it says ta'anu, then it says kol ha'ezrach. V'inu ha'inu achila v'shtia. Al kein kamar ha'shas, sukha sham in chavches, amid beiz demar ba'achila v'shtia, b'taysefes. Aval b'taysefes, the taysefes yalf mikra acher. Now, he's kind of skirts an interesting problem. The Minchas Chinuch wants to say ha'ezrach can only be a ribui in reference to what preceded it. And what preceded it is only Ta'anus Nafsho Sechem, which Be'ikr is only Isra Achila V'shtia. Because as he mentions, the Gemara Nayin Dalet learns the other Inuyim from Shabbos Shabbosom. But the problem is, the Mitzvah Taisefes has not appeared in the Torah yet either. The Mitzvah Taisefes is learned from, right? Not Shabbos Shabbosom. Me'erev ad erev tishbisu Shabbatchem. So really, he actually has the same problem, and he kind of just skims over it here. In other words, his feeling is that HaEzrach can only be going on Achila V'shtia. And he says, therefore, Al-Kain Kamar HaShas Sukasham, the Marba Achila V'shtia. It must be referring to some, to be Marba something about Achila V'shtia. Because that's what it's following. And what is it Marba by Achila V'shtia, but Taisefes? Even though, he doesn't explain why, even though the obvious question is that the Pasuk by Taisefes has not appeared yet either. Nevertheless, it's referring to Taisefes. The word Inui does not mean the Shari Nuyin. The word Inui, according to the Mandiyam Shabbos Shabbason, is learned out from Shabbos Shabbosom. There are other refrainings, other shvises. But the word Inui Be'etzem, according to the Mandiyam Shabbos Shabbosom, just refers to Achila V'shtia.
You think you're saying that the
well, it's not really opened. It's applied by
Shabbosom, right? That's what he's saying.
Right.
And therefore, when you do have eventually the meaning of the Tosefes, it will refer only to the thing that's open mentioned. That's exactly what he's saying.
That is what he's saying, yeah.
He's saying that.
Yeah, he's saying that, yeah. He's saying, in essence, that the ribui can only apply to something about achila v'shtia. So what is it that we eventually learn that achila and shtia have? Achila and shtia have an extension. Therefore, that ha'ezrach must refer to the extension of achila v'shtia, and cannot refer to shari nuyim. So his shita is that according to the man de'amar Shabbos Shabboson, it's impossible that ha'ezrach could refer to shari nuyim. Ach leman de'yolif ha'shari nuyim mechanishi nuyim dechsiv b'toyra. It's very interesting. The Minchas Chinuch seems to take it as a davar pashut. Seems to assume that there's a major machlokus in the Gemara how I learn shari nuyim. We have the Gemara in Ayin Dalar Man Alf, which says I learned the shari nuyim from Shabbos Shabboson. But then we have a Gemara in Ayin Vav that says hani chamishi nuyim kineged me. Kineged, I don't know if the word's me. Kineged, right, kineged me. Havu. Where do you learn the other inuyim from? And the Gemara goes through every place in the Torah where it says inui. The Gemara says shtia is b'chal achila. Again, then it learns sikh from Daniel. Rechitza and Menil Sandal from David. Inui from Benos Lavan. So, according to Minchas Chinuch, there's a machlokes how I learn the Shari Nuyim. According to the Man De'amar Shabbos Shabboson, I learned the Shari Nuyim from Shabbos Shabboson. According to the other part of the Gemara, I learned from the fact that the word Inui is repeated a number of times. So according to that Man De'amar, that the word Inui is repeated a number of times, it seems that the Minchas Chinuch says the Shara Melech's question is a good question. Because if Inui is repeated a number of times, it means the word Inui could be referring to any one of the Inuyim. So now I go back to the problem. It says, Ta'anu es nafsho seichem, then it says, Ha'ezrach. So if I learn all the Inuyim from the fact that it's mentioned 5 times, therefore the word Inui could imply any of the Inuyim. So I have Ta'anu followed by Ha'ezrach. So if Ta'anu could refer to any of the Inuyim, now it goes back to Shara Melech's question. Why in the world can't I use Ha'ezrach Bimar Beshari Nuyim for women?
Why can't you answer the problem of Pastor Prosher that if you have a choice whether to learn out, whether to apply the Ribud to a Pila Beshriya, but for Tosefta, whether to apply it to the Arbe Nuyim, that is Kasha, or not, you can apply it to the more Chomer Beshriya, because a Pila Beshriya has an onus to it, at least on Yom Kippur itself. Our Binyan on Yom Kippur have no onus to it. So when I'm going to apply that Isha is your Marabba Isha that is also shy to it, you're going to apply it to the Mechamot, the Pastor or the Pastor. How do you have a Chiddush to apply it even to something which is less, which is more Kaos?
You don't need to have a second Yom Kippur. That was the first thing. We bound the Hukush for all lines and
on the Chiddush. No, because it's Sefer.
So that's the point, Jesse, because there is no Einish
by itself. I know, but the Etzim Achil Vashtiyah is the more common thing to
do.
Because on Yom Kippur there is an Einish for it. Our being doing it even on Yom Kippur itself is no Einish. So it's a more common thing. So when I'm applying, when I'm being Marva and Isha to something, I have a choice to be Marva to Achil Vashtiyah or to our being doing, which the Etzim is a more common thing. You're right, on Tosefta is no Einish at all. But in its essence, it's a Muhammad Bikavid because you find that there's an English to it at some point, and our Binuyim is never an English to it. So if I have a choice, what Bimar Banisha do? Bimar Baha to the Muhammad Bikazal. Why would I Bimar Baha to something which is more cooler than the Etzim, than something which is more common?
Tosafos could be a Nisr Esa. Tosafos could be a Nisr Esa. In other words,
There's no other. Hashar inuyim mechamisha inuyim dechsiv b'toyra im kein inuy dekra shar inuyim gamhem bechlal shar shaper l'rabas nashim al shar inuyim inuy dekra al shar inuyim v'hashas rutz liyashiv l'kulei alma. He's saying really I'm answering because the Gemara has to work according to every man diyomer, even the man diyomer Shabbos Shabbosim. But Be'ikar, the Minchas Chinuch says, according to the man diyomer who holds that Inuyim are learned out from the repetition of the word Inui, I would have a problem. Why should not Ezrach come the Rabos Inuyim for women? And he leaves it there. Now he gives his answer. His answer is because the Inuyim are not Midoraisa. So you're not going to have a Ribui to be Marba the Inuyim for women. Because the Inuyim, the Shar Inuyim are Midoraisa. So the Torah is not going to refer to be Marba the Shar Inuyim for a woman. Achop, Achopanim. Lahashitas the Saivrim. The Chol Inuyim Doraisa. Vehem Behem Onishwa Torah. Velo Matzino Ribui Bakra. Nashim Yuyu Bashar Inuyim. Ki Achopanim Tzorch Ribui. Now he's getting to the Iker question. How do I know that women, what is the mucker that women are mechuyavos in Shaar Inuyim? How do you know a woman can't take a shower in Yom Kippur? Because vayaroy liyosh nashim peturos. Tzorach ribui da Ezra. Bechorah for the Shaar Inuyim by women, I need a ribui. Im kena arbe inuyim de gan kena havi le mitzvah shesh man grama. Vein la un ribui. Im kena manoan. This is the Minchas Chinuch question. The nashim chayavos ba arbe inuyim. So let's see what he says. Bishlama iam rinon de mid rabbanon hu. Im kena kevan da asmachu rabbanon le mitzvahs inuy. Be kevan de beikr inuy. Kulam chayavin hachi nami be mitzvahs chachamim. By the way, is that never partial? Because it's mid the Rabbanon, women should be Mechuyavas? Why should that be? Why should it be that women should be Mechuyavas? It's because it's mid the Rabbanon. You should know that in Chafam and Beis, the top Tosis in Brachot says, don't think that because something's a mitzvah the Rabbanon, and I say Shas Man Grama, women are Mechuyavas. Because called the Tikkun Rabbanon, Kain the Rice Tikkun.
Yeah, but we're here saying there's a stronger on Smak, they were before the Imam. So that trumps. That's what
he's saying. Saying
even
the Kura
Bonin,
Mrs. Inui,
women should have been rolled along with it too.
Why? It's still a Mrs. Ishman Grammar, right? What? That's not what he's saying. That's not what he's saying. He's saying it's because Midura Bonin. What you want to say is even on a Doraisa level, women should be Mechiyavis because there's a lav. We'll talk about that in a minute.
If you hold Rabbanan, if it's Doraisa, it's not what I'm going to say. But if it's Rabbanan, you put together of the Rabbanan is to extend the lav. So then it's not Nippon, and it's going to Doraisa.
Extend what lav?
Lav of the Rabbila, of Inu, which is the Dora of the Lav of Rabbila.
So what we're saying is the nature of the Rabbanan is to say...
That's called the Tikkun Kein Doraisa Tikkun, just like the... They're adding on to the etzem inui, which women are mechuyavos. So therefore,
in other words, Rabbanan
can't
get
right to tikkun. Can't get right to tikkun.
Says kibbutz hashmachu rabbanan the inui. They're adding them to inui, and women aren't inui.
That would be the can't get right to tikkun.
I mean, since women are the ikur inui, because there's no rishon of hashara, any inui rabbanan add would also have the chiyuv nashim. Okay.
But remember, imker shara malach doesn't ask his kasha about the mental center. What did the Rambam ask? Why didn't the Gemara learn out of Ezra for our green oil? He just should have asked stronger. How could we know when we're going to be able to do it? Seems he doesn't have that problem.
So Bishma Yomer in the middle of Benhamim came Kevin Asmachur Rabbanon, the Mitzvahs Inui, the Kevin the Beikar Inui, Kolam Chayav Mahachinami, the Mitzvahs Chachamim. Aval Yomer in the Havido Raisa in came Lamu Nashim Chayavos, Kevin Shein Lanu Shum Limud. And don't tell me that women are only mechayavas in rechitzah. Let's say midrabbanan. Ihachi kol mitzvah seshes man grama. Because why would you be mechayav then? This is not true. Every mitzvah seshes man grama, you should say woman mechayavas midrabbanan. Because shashas brachas chavam beis gabe kiddush hayoyim. Be emes he mishnah mefureshes. Be yuma ein gimel amud beis. Hakala muteres brachitzas haponim. V'chaya tino as a sandal, v'chacham oisrim. Ava b'shar nashim kule ama moidim de chayavas. V'lo matzino nashim makum chilek ben anashim. B'shum makum, sorry, chilek ben anashim l'nashim. L'inen chamishay nuyim. U'mizeh l'chor a raya gedolo da arboi nuyim chutz me'achil v'shtia. him rak the rabbanon. Kshitas ha'taisus v'harosh. The aim midaraisa hayunoshim peturos. V'divrei harava mechaver sosun k'tzas. The kan nearer me midvarav shehem min ha'toira. Well, the common cause of ki elu hainuyim shehem de rabbanon. Kon rechitz v'sicha. Nearer midvarav shehem min ha'toira. V'yesh lo yashev. V'ayen b'rishonim. The famous Tosfos Yeshonim that we read last time, Shapilpul was there. The Tosfos Yeshonim went through last time, all the rise, it's midrash and midrabanan. So I will tell you that if it comes to be a very interesting cheshbon that works out beautifully. The Ran holds, the Ramban, they hold be'ikr like Tosfos, that the Inuyim are midrabanan, which is interesting because there's a very, it seems like a Lashitase. The famous Tosfos in Kedushin. Help me to remember it. Either Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph or Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. Where Tosfos says by, I don't know, I haven't said Bamed Madlikin in maybe, I don't know, 20 years now. But Ein Madlikin B'Shemen Sreifa. You're not allowed to use, right, you're not allowed to use Shemen that needs to be burnt, which is Kachim. You're not allowed, or Truma. Truma, there's a mitzvah to burn it, if it's Truma Tamea. I'm not allowed to use that Eid Madlikim B'Shemen Sreifa for Hadlakas near Shabbos. So the Gemara wants to know why Eid Madlikim B'Shemen Sreifa. So I think it's a Gemara in Chafdal Chafhei that brings many, many, many reasons why. And it learns it from Kachim. Because Sreifa's Kachim is not Mutter on Yontif, and it's also, of course, it's Usser on Shabbos. But it's also Usser on Yontif, Sreifa's Kachim. So the Gemara says either it says Boker twice, Litain Boker Sheni, that I'm not allowed to burn the Noisa from Karban Pesach on the day after by Boker Sheni, or Sreifas Kachim is an Asay, and Yontav is an Asay, and Alos Asay, and Asay Docha Asay, Velos Asay. I think there are four reasons given there in Chafhei. But anyway, Ein Madlikin B'Shem and Sreifa. So Tosas in Kedush, and I forget either Lamed Dalet or Lamed Hey says, let women burn Kachim on Yontav, because women are not Mechuyavas in the Asay of Yontav. So if the reason is Ein Asay if Sreifas Kachim Docha Lo Sasei Va'asei, women are not Mechuyavas in the Asay of Yontif, because it's a Mitzvah Asay Shas Mangrama. So the women only have a Lo Sasei of Yontif. Therefore the Asay of Sreifas Kachim should be Docha the Lo Sasei. Famous Tosfos, right? And there's a Rav Yosef Mirushalayim who is quoted at least one other time, Megillah Dalet Amud Aleph and Tosfos. One of the Balei Tosfos from Yerushalayim, I gather, who says that, very interesting, in Lamdasha vernacular, it's not a simon, but it's rather a siba. Meaning when it says, Ein ase docha lo sase va'ase, it doesn't mean that the ase has to be there. It means any lo sase that has an ase that goes along with it, even though it's not applicable now, strengthens the lo sase for all instances. So since a man by Yontav has an ase and a lo sase, it's a gilui or a simon that lo sase is stronger. Therefore, I would not say ase is docha lo sase by a woman, even though she practically is not mechuyavas in the ase of Yontif. So the Ran and the Ramban argue on Tosfos there. And the Ran and the Ramban say Tosfos is missing the boat. Women are mechuyavas in the ase of Yontif. Why are they mechuyavas in the ase of Yontif? Based on the Gemara Chafam and Beis and Brachas. Women are mechuyavas mekiddush hayom midoraisa. Even though it's a mitzvah says man grom midraisa, shenemar zocher v'shomer, kol sheyeshno b'shmira, yeshno b'zechira. So the question is, how far does that go? One on Shabbos, does it go beyond Shabbos? So there's a shitas haran, women are mechuyeves in shalosh shudas, based on kol sheyeshno b'shmira, yeshno b'zechira. Rishonim discuss are women mechuyeves in other mitzvah Shabbos, other asay shvisas behema. So number one, there's a machlokes. How do you understand when there's a lo sasei and asei? When the movement of mechuyavas and the lo sasei is the asei dragged on, if the asei mirrors the lo sasei? So the first question is Shabbos itself. How far do you take it? Is it just kiddush or is it other mitzvahs?
And then the revolt is even in a kotzo la kotzo. We hold that and I say that unless I say the law is not the midcha. It's just I say that.
Right.
So he's the third sheet, all the way to the other.
Rabbi Akiva Eger quotes that, right, the sheet's riva, I think, in Chulin Kuf Mimalf. He quotes it there in the Tosfos and Kedushin. And I forget if it's Lamed Dalet or Lamed Hey. I'm sorry. Now it's very interesting, if you look at the Chinuch, which you don't have, Mitzvah Reish Tzadi Zion, the Chinuch says clearly, women are mechuyeves in the Mitzvah Shvisa of Pesach. It says, Mitzvah Shvisa b'yom rishon shel Pesach. Lishvos b'yom rishon shel Pesach. Shenemar bo b'yom harishon mikra kodesh u'bechol ma shenemar b'torah mikra kodesh pershas zechonim levracha kitshuhu v'inyin kedushos hu shalonasa b'malacha elamashahu miyuchad b'achila. Then he says, v'nohages. He's v'nohages b'chol makom u'bechol zman b'scharim v'nekevais v'oivar al zeh v'asa malacha shalom atzorchach nevesh Bittel asei zeh, milvad sha'over alos asei, kamo, sha'kosav bimkomo. The Shitas Chinuch and the Rambam, if you look in Hilchos Yontif, is that women are mechuyavos in all the aseis of Tishbos and Shabboson by all the Yom Tovim. So interestingly enough, there is a Shitas Rishonim, Chinuch and Rambam, that whenever there's a los asei and there's an asei by Yontif that mirrors the los asei kol malacha, Tishbos or Shabboson is dragged along with the Lo Sase. On the line of the Gemara of Kol Sheyeshno B'Shmira, Yeshno B'Zechira. So it works out nicely as L'Shitasam. According to the Rambam and the Chinuch, who say the Asay that mirrors the Lo Sase of Tishbos is dragged along with Lo Sase Kol Malacha, and disagrees with the Tosfos, that women are Mechuyavos in all the Asays of Yontif. Then I would say the same thing by Inuyim. That just like there is a lo saseh by inui, kol nefesh asher lo su'uneh, or like the Gemara in Pei Aleph learns, that there is a hekesh between Shabbos and between Yom Kippur, just like by Shabbos, lo saseh kol malacha, since Yom Kippur is called Shabbat Chem, there's a like a hekesh or a gzeres shava, that there's a lav, there's an iser lav by Yom Kippur. So since there's an iser lav by Yom Kippur, I would say that therefore the Asay by Yom Kippur of Inui is dragged along. The problem is the only Inui that would be dragged along is the Inui that has a Los Asay. So I might say women for sure are Mechuyavas in the Asay of Inui, but maybe only Lagabe where there's a Los Asay, i.e. Achilu Ushtia where there's a Beferish Los Asay. But the other Inuyim where there's not a Los Asay, can I go ahead and drag the women over? So maybe you could say something. Rabbi Brown in his Sefer, Ma'adane Moshe, has a nice piece on this, where he wants to say a svara, that once women are mechuyavos in one inui, i.e. the inui rachila shtia, based on this shita that kol sheyeshno, once the mechuyavos in the lav, the assay comes along. So once they're chayiv in inui, achila v'shtia, you can't split inui. Once they have a chiyuv mitzvahs inui, and if all the inuyim are doraisa, then once you say the chayiv in ta'anu, even though it's the gabi achila, because the asay follows the lav, you're not going to want to split the mitzvahs inui. That's an interesting svara. Now, if you accept that svara, number one, the Rambam and the Chinuch hold that women are mechuyavos in all asays that mirror los asays, so they would be chayiv in inui, at least the inui of achila v'shtia. So then you could answer the question according to the Rambam and the Chinuch, why, where is the ribui if the Inuyim are Doraisa? The Rambam and Chinuch say l'shitasam, that the reason it's Doraisa is because women are dragged along with the Aseis because of the Los Aseis. Then you have to add that wrinkle, that if the Chayev in one Inui, then the Chayev in all Inuyim. So it works out l'shitasam. And the Ran and the Ramban also work out L'shitasam, which is interesting. Because the Ran and the Ramban in Kedushin disagree and say women are mechuyavos. They are mechuyavos in the Asay of Yontif. So interesting, they don't work out so well because they hold the Inuyim amid the Rabbanan. So they might say women are mechuyavos in the Inuyim, not because they're mechuyavos in the Asay. They say the Chayev in the Inuyim because it's amid the Rabbanan. What's interesting is the Shitas Taisus. Taisus holds women are not mechuyavos in the Asay of Yontif. Therefore, it seems they reject this idea that the Asay mirrors the Los Asay. Therefore, it's l'shitasam. They have no mocker on a Doraisa level that women are mechuyavos in Nuyim. Therefore, Taisus l'shitasam, that they hold that the inuyim are midrabanan, because on a deraisa level they could not find the mechayev for women. So it's interesting. It happens to work out nicely, at least Tosfos and the Rambam and the Chinuch on the other side, that the shita about inuyim deraisa midrabanan mirrors the way they understand the aseh and the los aseh by women by yontif and mitzvah seshes man grama. The only interesting question he brings us up, Rabbi Brown himself, is if you're not going to be mechalek in inuyim, and you're going to say just like women are chayav in the los aseh of achil shtia, the chayav in the aseh of inuy, and once they're chayav in the aseh of inuy and only inuyim and the rices, you're not going to split the inuyim and say women are already chayav in achil of shtia and not chayav in rechitza. You're not going to split the mitzvahs inuy. You're going to drag it all along with the women. Then the question is, why don't you also drag along Tosefes? If once you're going to say they're chayav in inui and everything that is included in inui because of the low saseh by chilav ishtia, why don't you also drag along Tosefes? And why do you need a special rebuy for Tosefes? So what do you think about that? So it's mistaber, I think.
You drag along the same lashon.
Right. Makes a lot more sense to drag along and say they're chayav in ta'anu, and even though really it only stems from achil of ishtia, because that's what the low saseh, but it makes sense once you say they're chayav in inui, you include all the inuyim. But the additional taisefes, you wouldn't drag along. That would require the ribui of ha'ezrach. So we see here a very nice, interesting lashitase. It seems to work out nicely. The Ran and the Ramban don't work out so nicely, but the Ran and Ramban is not problematic. Because even though the Ran and the Ramban argue on Taisus and say women are mechuyavos in the aseh of yontif, they might not need to say the inuyim of midrabanan. But the fact that they say the inuyim is midrabanan is not problematic. Because they might not need to say the inuyim of midrabanan. Because they might, like we said, according to Chinuch and Rambam, learn out the inuyim from the fact that just like women mechuyavos in the aseh of yontif, they're mechuyavos in the aseh of inui. So even though they don't need to say they're midrabanan, the Ran and Ramban, for other reasons, say it's midrabanan for all their other rayas. Like the raya of how could you be rochets? How could you let a kala be rochets if it's a din d'oraisa? So I mentioned last time the Tosfos Yeshanim says it's not a raya. Women could be rochets because the only issur d'oraisa is to be rochets kol gufo. And to be rochets chatzi gufo would only be midrabanan lo gazer rabanan. I said someone asked a question, should rochets be asur based on chatzi shir? So that's the Ora Gadol's question. I didn't tell you who it was. The Ora Gadol asked that. And we answered there's a difference in chatzi shir between quantity and quality. The chatzi shir is just a din in quantity. But the difference between rochets kol gufo and chatzi gufo is an issue not of quantity but of quality. Also, I think it's very important to give another answer to the Ora Gadol. It depends what the aseh of the inui is. If the aseh is an isur aseh, then it's more easily understood to say chatzi shir. But if inui is just a mitzvah aseh, like shofar and lulav, and there's no isur aseh, then maybe I wouldn't say chatzi shir on stama mitzvah aseh, right? A bittul mitzvah aseh would not say chatzi shir on. I would only say chatzi shir on something which is aser, which is an isur aseh. Then that's the question we were left with. What is mitzvahs inui according to the Rambam? Is it just a mitzvahs aseh, and if you do rochets, you mevatel it? Or is it an isur aseh? We saw the Shamar Melch held that according to the Rambam, it's an aseh, that's an isur aseh. So once again, if it's an isur aseh, then it might be easier to say chatzi shir.
Really, we call in why you learn chatzi shir. If you learn that from Kol Tehila, and Kol Tehila was allowed, so you can say aseh is different. But if you learn after Chazal Yisraelite, what should be expected to the store? Chazal Yisraelite is by Isra Aseh too.
No, Isra, no. But would you say by Bittul, you're saying you'd say by Bittul Mitzvah Aseh? What I'm saying is if...
Bittul is because you'll come to do something which...
In other words, if it's Chazal Yisraelite, it's a Geder, it's a Siyag, then I might have a Siyag, right, I might even have a Siyag by a Bittul Mitzvah Aseh.
Thank you for joining us at BensTorah.com.